I'm delighted to be joined by Colin Sinclair and his daughter, Amy Mackie Sinclair, from Be Here Audiobooks. Thanks both of you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
From what I've been reading, Be Here is a unique service and it aims to bring audiobooks to life. Can you tell us a little bit more, please?
Yeah, so about 7 years ago, I had a very nasty car accident. I was taking my son to nursery on the A19 and there was a lorry coming in the opposite direction who had just dropped a load off at a quarry, and he had a big rock stuck in the tread of his tyre, which as I was passing just so happened to propel off the wheel of his tyre, which came through my windscreen of my car, hit me in the face. It broke every bone in my face and half my skull. The only bone that was intact was my bottom jaw. So I was airlifted to the LGI and put in a coma and whatnot. But the after effect of all of that, it severed my optic nerve. So in my right eye, my optic nerve is completely severed. And in my left eye, it's partially severed. So I only have barely 18% vision in my left eye now, and I am now registered blind.
Must have been really traumatic.
I don't remember much, if I'm honest. You know, 4 days in a coma and, you know, a recovery. Nature has a very, very kind way of letting you forget these things.
Yeah, it was more traumatic for us than for Amy, I think.
Definitely.
Talk us through the next stage.
Well, shortly before my accident, my dad had actually written a book and he had it published. As I was kind of recovering from my accident and, you know, getting used to the new way of seeing things for me, I just thought, you know, I'm never going to be able to read my dad's book properly because my eye gets so tired. And with me only having that small amount of sight, I could only read in small amounts and larger print. And the book became very disjointed. And my dad had kind of said to me, not a problem. You know, he's been part of the Amateur Dramatic Society for many, many years in and around York. So he said, I can sort that for you. You know, we'll make it into an audio book. I said, right, okay. So he got some of his friends together to record his book, and we were getting recordings from all of his friends. You know, some were out walking the dogs while recording, some were in the bathroom, and it was really echoey, you know, and the quality of recording just kind of wasn't there. And then my dad and I just kind of sat down and had a chat and said, hang on a minute, you know, there must be a way to actually do this properly and bring these books, well, my dad's book particularly, but bring books in general to life. Because obviously with me, well, during my accident, because it shook me in the face, it bruised all my brain, well, the front part of my brain. So my brain was all bruised and not obviously functioning to its 100% capacity, shall we say. And just to listen to normal audiobooks was just, it was boring. I couldn't understand it. I couldn't listen to it. And I couldn't submerge myself in the book. So we kind of thought, well, hang on a minute. There's got to be a way to do this for everybody, you know, for those that can't see, and to bring these books to life for them, you know, like that actually watching something or listening to something or going to a theatre production or, you know, whatever. So, and that's how it all came about, really. And here we are today, 18 months later, with you know, a studio and voice artists coming in and out and releasing audiobooks, dramatised audiobooks.
And Colin, obviously being an author, was this something that just came natural? Was it an exciting project to build a studio? I've had a look at your website as well. The studio looks fantastic.
Yeah, so... yeah, I've always been a bit of a, you know, tinkerer with things. So I like building stuff and what have you. But yeah, so putting the studio together was really interesting. And of course, with us going down the dramatized audio route, it meant that what we were doing really is we're creating something that is just more than just an audio. But we're actually, what we say to everybody is, what we do is think about Netflix, but without the pictures. So to do a full book for somebody, you know, takes a very long time. There's all of the voices to do. There's all of the sound effects. You've got to edit it all and put it all together. And it's a, you know, it's a laborious task. But at the end of that, you know, you get something that really becomes immersive for a lot of people who have difficulties and people who don't have difficulties as well. And we release them in episodes, so you don't have to listen to big chunks all at the same time. You know, you can listen to an episode and then have the next episode next week and so on and so forth. And they lend themselves very nicely that way as well to, you know, to all kinds of radio as well, because you can just have it once a week in an episode or something like that. So that's really quite cool. And we've got a radio station that does that for us up here in York.
That's something that's obviously of interest to our listeners who are primarily blind and partially sighted. How many titles do you have at the moment then?
So we don't have very many because, you know, as I say, it takes a very long time. So we're at 5 at the moment. And, you know, we're on with a couple more as well. Realistically, I don't see us being able to produce many more than about 5 or 6 a year anyway, because it just takes so long. The process is such a long process. We're working at the moment to make sure that the app will work with things like Alexa, you know, so you can talk to Alexa and say, tell us this story and it'll tell you. But we haven't quite got to that point yet. But yeah, just go to the app and you can listen to them on the app.
And how do people get on your website?
So the website is just behear.co.uk. So it's behear.co.uk. And all the links that you need for the apps and the books and everything are all on the website.
Well, Colin Sinclair and Amy Mackey Sinclair from Be Here Audiobooks, it's been a pleasure to speak to both of you, and good luck. We'll speak to you again in the not too distant future.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, Barry.